Well, good morning. What is it? It's June 7th. Let me turn off all this noise. Yeah, this is not an official talking on my morning walk, although it is morning and I am walking. I'm not going to get my 2 miles today. I barely came a quarter of a mile. I'm gonna take this. Next. Right, left, whatever. I'm gonna take the shortcut and go back to the house. But I wanted to talk to you guys. I wanted to let you know what was going on. I'm walking along West 20th, which is one of the main arteries here in the city. And usually I walk this while I'm listening to music, and then about half a mile ahead of me, there's a stop sign where I turn on the recorder and record the second mile, which is down through the neighborhoods and past the Monk Post and all of that. So it's a lot quieter, which is one of the reasons that I started always walking in the same direction and turning on the recorder then. But after a quarter mile, it's really clear that I can't walk 2 miles this morning. I wanted to get out, get some air, get some fresh air, feel it on my face. But the last couple of weeks have really taken it out of me. Starting with the dental stuff. Gosh, that'll be 3 weeks Friday. Where I lost 3 teeth all at once, bang. And the various medical procedures since then. I had throat surgery. I've got a plastic tube hanging out of my stomach. I've got a subcutaneous IV port installed under my skin, which is subcutaneous, but in my upper chest. I've had so much barium in the last week. Honest to God. I'm going to make this turn soon, so a lot of this traffic noise will go away. Sorry about that. But the real treatment doesn't start until Monday. Monday morning at 8:30, I go in for my first chemo, and then that afternoon I go in for my radiation. Then I have radiation every day, 5 days a week, except for the 4th of July, until July 28th. And they've told me to expect to be tired. I'm already tired. And we haven't even started. Jesus. I really is loud. So this is not going to be officially talking on my morning walk. It's not 2 miles. I probably shouldn't even put a file up today, but I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway. Boy, that was loud. So yeah, anyway, what can I tell you? The prognosis is good. I just need to get through the treatment. And then there's apparently a lot of behaviors that I have to change that are going to be permanent. Or at least for the foreseeable future, I'm going to have to work a little harder to stay alive and stay healthy. I'm hoping I'm going to get my strength back so that I can walk and get back onto the regular podcast. The advisors, the navigators, the support group they have at both hospitals has been wonderful. And it's part of this is because I'm doing chemo at one hospital, I'm doing radiation at the other. Because my primary care is in one system, and their radiation treatment facility is 30 miles away. The other hospital has an MD Anderson Cancer Center that's only 4 miles away. If I have to go there every day, I'd rather drive 4 miles than 60. Or 8 miles, then 60. Cost of gasoline notwithstanding, that much travel would be exhausting by itself. And yet there are people who make that commute every day, so I used to make 150-mile a day commute down to Denver and back. Well, 120 mile a day. And that was exhausting. And what is this? Oh, they're putting in, they're installing fiber optic in our neighborhood. I don't know that it's going to make any difference in terms of our particular house service, but they're upgrading the city slowly, piece at a time. Apparently this is our time. Yeah, this is the right choice. I have a few hundred yards left to get to back to the house, so that's good. So, I can eat relatively normally now, at least until Monday. One of the things that I have to do, and I have to go do that today, I have to go up to the dentist and get my fluoride trace. I have to give myself fluoride treatments every day, and I have to brush my teeth after every eating. Anytime I have a snack, anytime I have food, I need to brush my teeth. So anywhere from, well, it'll be about 3 to 4 times a day, because I'm not going to eat something if I then have to turn around and brush my teeth immediately. Coffee's okay. I can drink coffee. I can drink water. The challenge is going to be eating. The challenge, they've assured me, is going to be swallowing. Because apparently this is, the radiation is going to play hell with my chewing and swallowing. They gave me a handout of swallowing exercises. I'm going to have to, probably going to have to look at that and figure out what that means. Right now there's a certain sense of no. Really? No. And what I have to remember is this is temporary. One of the things that meditation says is that it's all transient, it's all temporary. That's just various stages of temporary. It could be, you know, something as temporary as it'll pass in the next few minutes. The sun is going to come out in the next 5 or 6 hours, maybe. It's pretty overcast right at the moment. Although, it's breaking up a little bit. I can see some blue sky up there. And this treatment will last for 7 weeks. And then recuperation will last for probably just as many. Morning. But I have to eat. I need 1,500 to 1,800 calories a day to maintain my weight. I have an appointment with a nutritionist next week. I was trying to get all of the appointments done before they started treatment. So I only had one thing to do any given day. But that, I ran out of time. We need to get the treatments going. And Monday the 13th is the earliest that can happen. But it's all temporary. It's all going to change again. My goal is simply survive today. I'm going to have that goal for a while. And anything I do extra, anything I do toward achieving that goal is just gravy. So the walk, yeah, it was only a mile, but I feel better. I may not talk every day. I may not walk every day. When I can, I will. So, I'm at the back gate. And while tomorrow is another day, I don't know if I'm going to talk to you tomorrow or not. The next time, safe voyage.